This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today my guest is Chris Cotton, who you may know of from the Weekly Blitz podcast, also on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Still working on getting that down.
Me too, yeah.
Well, Chris, let me take a second to thank our sponsors, and then we will get into this episode. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss, shop management software that works the way you need it to, right out of the box. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for auto repair businesses. Build client loyalty. Get started today with your own customer loyalty app. Visit appfueled.com. All right. Well, it's great to have you with me today. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, just busy, and we're getting into that busy time of year. Travel, trade shows, everything. Getting ready to send half my shop to some training in Denver in a week, and then just trying to make sure all the puzzle pieces on the board are in the right spot.
Yeah, it is definitely a busy time of year when it comes to that. We'll be headed out to Elites Ignite next week, and then some of the team also going to the Denver ASA show. So yeah, we are here today to talk about, I'm calling it, the most important KPI that you're not tracking. And I'm not saying it's the most important KPI. I'm saying it's the most important KPI that you're not tracking, because I hear very few people talk about this, but I hear you talk about it a lot.
I think it's the most underutilized in the industry. And so we, as a coaching group, we talk about it a lot. We, as a repair shop and the repair shops that we have, talk about it a lot. And I don't know that the other coaching companies don't talk about it, because I learned it from my coach back when I had my coach 10, 15 years ago. And I'm going to give you some numbers that are going to make you throw up here in a minute, because they make me throw up every time I see him. But he's the one that first kind of brought that to my attention. Maybe they look at it, but they don't publicize it. I don't know why, but I don't hear it a lot from anybody else.
So what we're talking about is average estimate. You know, we hear all the time, average repair order, gross profit, net profit, car count, you know, all of these things. But you don't hear people talking much about average estimate. And I know that you believe it's one of the most important KPIs that shops aren't measuring.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we're thinking about, from the coaching side of things, if I look at somebody's numbers and I'm like, man, their average repair order is low, why is it low? And so we have to figure out, are they writing a tall enough estimate? And if they are, then why is it not translating? Or oftentimes what we see is we see shops that, you know, their average repair order goal should be 900, but their average repair order is 500. And then we look at their average estimate, it's like 550 or 600. And so, you know, that goes into where I talk to clients a lot about, okay, what's your closing ratio? And they're like, oh, my closing ratio is like 90%. Well, it is if you're not writing big enough estimates. Like, I would expect that. And so there are some telltale markers when we look at these things that tell us kind of what's going on.
So, you know, when it comes to average estimate, I mean, it's just that. It's the average of the estimate that you write. Are most of the shop management systems tracking this? Like, is it something that you can easily get?
Like, so we use Techmetric. Techmetric, it's really easy to get to. In Techmetric, it's called AWRO, I think. So it's like average written repair order. Shopware, you can kind of dig into it and find it depending on what report. It's out there, but just most people aren't looking at it. The other thing I want to say is, we can talk about it a little bit, but you're also, if you have, like for us, we have three service advisors. Everybody's average written estimate is a little bit different. And so, you know, you have one for the shop, you have one individually for them. Like once you get into this, you need to look at it at several different levels as well.
You know, you talked about you have three service advisors, and just to kind of set the tone for the listeners here. So Chris is a coach in the industry. He owns Auto Fix Auto Shop Coaching, but he also is a shop owner, and you own two shops now. You've been a shop owner in the past. So like when you talk about those things, you don't just talk about them from past experience, but you talk about them from current experience, because you essentially have two case studies going at all times on the things that you're teaching.
Exactly. And the note, just to set the scene a little bit. So the numbers that I'm going to be talking about, are from December of 2024 and December of 2025. January looks even better. So maybe we need to have a follow-up in a couple of months and do this again. But if everybody that's been listening will remember, we purchased this shop in August of 2024. So their average repair order when we purchased it was about $235. And basically we had from like September till December to kind of get the numbers where I'm going to share with you. And then we've had a whole year past that to get them better. And the other thing is, I'm going to tell everybody, we're not a typical repair shop. So the numbers would be a little bit different for expectation-wise if you just did diesel repair or Euro repair, or even if you're just a general repair shop that didn't do tires. When I talk about average repair order, I'm putting everything in there. Like, I don't pull out flat repairs, free rotates and balances. Like, those are in our car count numbers, and those are reflected in our average repair, which is way better and getting better. But I just want to make sure that everybody understands that, like, when we're talking about this.
Yeah, and it's something that I don't know that a lot of people truly understand how much different it is from, you know, a generalist shop to a specialty shop. That's in the KPIs that you're looking at. But like us as marketers, it is massively different when it comes to these two different types of shop, or three different types of shops. So, you know, if we talk about general repair, Euro repair, diesel repair, just what it costs to acquire a new client, but also what you can afford to pay for a new client because of the average RO and average, or, you know, your profit margins and all of those things being different. So, you know, it's something that people definitely need to think about when they're looking at these numbers.
And we're even like a step different than that. Like, even if you wanted to add it in there, you have like a regular quick lube shop, and then you have what we do, which is basically a quick lube shop with tires with general repair. So our labor hours per repair order, if we can average over 2 hours on everything, then we're doing pretty good. But a general repair shop that doesn't do tires and doesn't do as many oil changes in cars as we do, you know, that we're looking at three and a half hours per repair order for labor for them, and then over four for Euro and diesel.
So let's get into your numbers. Let's look at the last year and talk about some of the things that changed the numbers.
So first of all, I'm going to say our car count in 2024 was 220, and car count in 2025 was 280. So congratulations to my marketing team for, you know, increasing car count 60. And that's still pretty light for us. We're in Colorado. We had two really terrible winters. And by terrible, I mean a lot of sun and no snow. That hurts us. Like, our season is kind of opposite for most people.
And to be clear, that's per month.
That's per month, yeah. And normally in the summertime, we're doing about 100 cars a week. But, you know, which would have put us at 400 plus car count. But that's way down.
And paint the picture for them, number of bays, number of techs.
We have four bays, six full-time technicians, but we're open 7 days a week. And so we only have four techs there at any one time. And then our technicians work 4 days on, 3 days off. So we rotate through for the full staff.
I see you went and said that they work 4 days on and 3 days off, when I could have painted the picture of you being the evil shop owner.
Yeah, I know.
At 7 days a week.
Yeah, I know. We found that recruiting and everything, and really, if you haven't heard me talk about this before, we had some great employees come to us and be like, hey, we want to work for you. And at the time, I didn't think that I had any room, which I didn't during the week. And I'm like, okay, problem solving and trying to come full circle with this. I'm like, how do I make this work and take these other great employees out of the job market to keep them from going somewhere else and being able to keep them? And again, where we're at in Colorado, we're heavy tourists all the summer, all the winter when things are going good. And some of our busiest days are like Saturday, Sunday. And so again, 4 days on, 3 days off, and the guys that are working the weekend requested to work the weekend.
I'm making a note right now that you and I need to do an episode on 7 day a week shop.
Okay.
All right. So let's get back into your numbers.
So one of the things, if we look at, and I don't have any numbers out of their system previous to like 2024, but for the amount of hours that we presented 362 hours in all of December of 2024, and we presented almost 1,500 hours on estimates in 2025. So that's just from having a great DVI, following the process, and presenting work.
So you 4X'd your estimates.
Correct. And again, we're not making anything up. We're just looking at the car. You know, the technicians are looking at it. We're taking pictures. We're taking video. We're presenting what we see. And we're going through and looking at, you know, great thing with Carfax, whether you believe it or not, you can look up and see what they've done in the past, what needs to be due, and present all of the preventative maintenance and everything else. And the other great reason to write all this up is there's some great companies out there that are tied into our CRM. So when people go online to reschedule an appointment, it pulls up all of our deferred work. Our biggest seller of our deferred work is that tool, because we have people that get back in there to schedule an oil service and like, oh, I had these 8 other items last time and I forgot about those. And they just click on approve them all and add them to that estimate. And so now we've got people, instead of coming back for just for oil service, they're coming back for that and then 6 other items that they deferred last time.
Now, I assume you're talking about auto ops.
Yes, I am talking about auto ops. So when people ask, like, why are you doing it this way? Why should I do it that way? That's a huge thing right there. Once you put it in your system, you know, assuming you're using a really good cloud-based shop management system, it makes your life easier on the back end. So again, we're not making things up. Like, we're just informing the customers. And I know there's some other people, some other coaching companies out there that are like, okay, we'll just give them this and then try to sell that. And then once they buy that, go back with the next pile and the next pile. I don't believe in that. We give them all the information up front because we want them to be as informed about their vehicle as they can be so they can make excellent choices. And so I just want to say that as well.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss offers real solutions backed by real experience. Simply put, it's shop management software that works your way. When customers are in the lobby and cars are on the lift, you don't have time for a learning curve. That's where ShopBoss comes in, with profit-boosting features that work the way you need them to right out of the box. From built-in DVI to robust, customizable reporting, ShopBoss makes everything about running a shop work more smoothly. Plus, with their Boss Pay Payments feature powered by 360 Payments, you can enter the era of totally paperless payments. From text-to-pay, remote payments, and consumer financing options, to compliance, surcharging, and now even offering PayPal and Venmo options. Everything is built right into ShopBoss. Plus, everything is backed by a fantastic support team with one goal in mind, your success. Be the boss with ShopBoss. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. Okay, average estimate. What is a good average estimate? I know that that's going to vary from type of shop to type of shop also, but what should someone be looking for? They're not looking for it now. What should their goal be?
Kind of like my rule of thumb has always been about $100 for every 10,000 miles that's on the vehicle. So if you have a vehicle that has 150,000 miles on it, your average estimate should probably be about $1,500. Now, again, that's going to change for Euro, diesel, everything else. But if we're just generalizing, that should be in there. Now, there are other factors that if you have a customer that does everything you do and last time they did everything, then you're not going to have a lot. But we're also, you know, recommending shocks and struts on mileage. We recommend, you know, alignments. And so our average written estimate in December 2024 was $573. And now it's in December 2025, it was almost $1,800.
What has that done to the revenues?
When we started, the average repair order was $235. after September, October, November, December, after only having it like 4 months, our average repair order for December of 2024 was 411. And then our average repair order for December 2025 was 520. So we're up over, you know, $109 in a year. Now, the thing that I will tell you that we're huge on working on now is because what I said earlier, if you're writing small tickets, then your closing ratio is really, really high. And then you write bigger ones, it drops down. So our closing ratio was 72% in 2024. And in December this year is 29%. So it's still low for us and we're still working on that. But I gotta fix the estimate part of it first, and then I can go back and do the sales. That's why, you know, we did all my service advisors just did some training with WorldPAC, and then I'm getting ready to send them to Denver for more service advisor training. So now we've got our process or procedure in place. Now we're working on selling a little bit, you know, doing a better job of that. And for us, like normally, again, in a regular Euro shop or diesel shop, I would want like 60% or better close rate. But for what we do in this shop specifically, if I could get it up to 50, then that would be amazing.
There are shop owners out there that they write up everything that they see on the car, you know, which is what's recommended. But then you have the ones that, you know, they've bought into, you know, this fear of the client feeling like, well, every time I bring my car in, you find something else wrong with it. So they hesitate to write all of this stuff. And then you have the ones where, you know, they're understaffed from a service advisor standpoint. You just said you have 3 service advisors and 6 technicians. What would you say to the people who are either intentionally not writing the estimates or to the ones who they don't have the capacity to write the estimates?
Well, if you don't have the capacity, I've never added a service advisor to a busy shop where the average repair order didn't go up. This is a Euro shop, diesel shop, everywhere. If you're like busy and the service advisors are maxed out and you add another service advisor, it allows you to spend more time with your customer and usually build relationships, and your tickets go up, your average repair order goes up. I've never added a service advisor into one of those situations where the average repair order has gone down. And then 2, usually car count goes up because you're able to handle more capacity. So your average repair order for everybody goes up and your capacity goes up. If you're somebody that's not taking time to write those estimates, I say you don't care about your customer. Like, that tells me you have processes and procedures broken. You're just there doing whatever and you don't care about your customer. Like, when I teach it, I try to tell everybody, my grandmother passed away a couple of years ago, Granny Cotton. When I look at a customer's ticket, I look at everybody's ticket like it's my granny's car. And I want Granny to know exactly what's going on with her vehicle, and I want her to be as safe as possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's even been court cases in the past where, you know, somebody, a shop was taken to court because somebody had a vehicle in to be worked on and did not tell someone about something that was wrong with it that caused an accident or whatever. You have a legal obligation. I mean, it's proven by these court cases, and a moral obligation to let these people know what's wrong with their car.
Right. And you people talk about transparency and everything else. I'm like, we are the interpreter for the car. The customer doesn't speak car. We speak car. We take everything we know about the vehicle, everything we are as professionals, and do our job and recommend it to the customer. Sometimes they get mad. Most of the times they don't. I tell the guys all the time, we didn't buy it, build it, or break it, but we can sure fix it. And so, you know, we have to just be as upfront and communicate as best as we can. The other thing I'll say is, you know, our gross profit from December of 2024 to 2025 went up about 20%. And, you know, we did work on more cars, but we did a better job of identifying work and selling work on the cars that we had.
Yeah. So, I mean, doing this, it sounds like it has basically improved just about every metric in the shop except for the close rate.
Correct. Yeah. And so that's the one that we have to really push on now. And so now I'm going to share the number that makes me throw up. And this is the number that made me throw up when I was previous shop owner. So if you look at the total dollar amount of your average written estimate with a closing ratio of what you have, we wrote $500,000 worth of estimates in December of 2025. And we wrote $126,000 worth of estimates in 2024. We don't need more cars, although we have the capacity for more cars. We need to do a better job of selling the work that we've already identified and closing that gap. If we just sold 50%, then that's $250,000 a month in sales. And so it's not hard to get there.
I'm the worst salesperson in the world, Chris, because I've had people like shop owners reach out to us. And I don't do a whole lot of sales calls, but, you know, I do them every once in a while. And I've had people reach out and they say, well, I need more cars. And I'll ask them, well, you know, what's your average repair order? And, you know, oh, it's $185. Like, sorry, you don't need marketing.
Yeah, you don't need more cars. Yeah.
You need a coach. And, you know, inevitably, they'll end up like getting coaching and, you know, bring that average RO up. And I'm sure the average estimate, because never really looking at that.
That's what it goes to. Like, you can't have a good average repair order without a good estimate. Like, it just, it's not possible.
Yeah. So, you know, we got average estimate. Are there any other KPIs that you would say, you know, people should be looking at that they're not?
Like, I think about it and I know it, but it's so much easier to coach owning my own shop than it is not, because there are some tricky things that come along that you're like, oh, seeing somebody else do it is completely different. And so, you know, I just talked about gross profit and the percent, but I think gross profit dollars is a huge one. Like, I told you what our gross profit percentage was increased, but our gross profit dollar increase was almost $30,000 in extra gross profit 1 year versus the other. And if you look at the percentage is this big, but that's a big bucket of dollars. And so I think it's a lot of time we focus on percentages a little too much and should look at exactly what the dollars are. You know, one of the things we look at is labor hours per ticket, but we also look at gross profit dollars per hour as well. So those are a big one. So, you know, I try to keep it as simple as possible. So average written repair order, average repair order, gross profit, net profit, but again, closing ratio. If you're trying to get to a $500 average repair order, but your average written estimate is $1,000, but your closing ratio is 25%, like, you can go mathematically and go through there and be like, okay, I either need to raise my closing ratio up X percentage, or I need to raise my average written repair order up X percentage. And those are things like, this is not rocket science, people. You just don't know what you don't know until you know it. So you have to be introduced to it. You have to keep an eye on it. I've always said, if you track and measure anything, you can fix anything.
So what are you doing in your shop to raise that close ratio?
It's all training now. It's making sure we have the right people in the front counter. I was able to get Tyler over. He was our O'Reilly's commercial sales account person. And he does a fabulous job with people. And he's like, well, I've always worked on the other side of it. I've never worked on your side. And I'm like, Tyler, you're so good at taking care of customers. I don't care. We'll teach you the rest of it. And so really, it's making sure that the guys have training, make sure we talk about it. We're building value. If somebody says, hey, I can't afford that, we're offering financing and things like what they do at the front counter is people throw up hurdles at them all the time. And they're just negotiating the hurdles to get around them. If I'm just able to get that $500,000 worth of written sales, if I'm just, you know, doing 30% of that, 40% of that, it has a huge impact.
Well, that's awesome, Chris. Anything else that we should leave our listeners with?
Just think about what you're doing. Make sure you're writing good estimates. I've tracked this number as a coaching company for the past 10 years. If you're using QuickBooks, I talked to a guy yesterday that uses Identifix as a shop management system, which I don't even know. I think he's just looking up labor hours through there and then writing hand tickets. Like, if you're out there and you think that having a really good shop-based management system, it doesn't cost you a penny for what it's going to make you. Like, when we take somebody from one to a great system that has a DVI, their average repair order goes up almost $250 a ticket. And just making that change, not even having a good process and procedure, but just using a great DVI, it's worth the time.
Yeah, I think people very often underestimate the value of good software. because, you know, the price tag looks expensive. We're in the process right now of changing our project management system here in the agency. And, you know, the one that we're moving to, well, we've got, you know, we have 47 users now, and they charge per user, and they make you pay for this thing annually. So, like, it's a huge amount, but the amount of efficiency that we gain off of it with the automations and everything that are built in, I cannot imagine handwriting and just the mistakes that are made. You probably lose more money in bad math than you will spend on a system that's going to, you know, make your life so much easier.
Yeah, I would imagine. And then the other thing, like if you ever want to sell that business, you know, if you're most of the time people that are writing hand tickets, they go to sell it and they're like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, like I only showed the government that I did 700,000 in sales and I really took really $300,000 more in cash. But I can't believe that because it's not trackable or traceable. You didn't pay taxes on it or anything else. So, you know, just like we said earlier, like I think you don't care for your customer if you're not doing that. Like, don't be shady. Like, get a shop management system, bring your, you know, business up into the current times and run it like a business.
Yeah, and make sure that the shop management system you use is going to give you the metrics that you need, because they don't all.
There are a lot of them out there that don't have really robust reporting, but then a lot of people pay for three other things to connect to that to get the reporting they need, when you could just get one good one and not, you know, have all that added expense.
Yeah. Thank you for being here with us today, Chris. For our listeners, what's the best way for them to interact with you?
You can email me, Chris, at autofixsos.com. That's AutofixSOS.com. Or you can go to our website, autoshopcoaching.com. We have tons of stuff on YouTube, Facebook, everywhere, all kinds of free resources out there. And if you just go to YouTube and look up Autofix Autoshop Coaching, we should come up there ready to go.
And Chris did an entire series about the shop that he bought, through the entire process of buying it and improving it and everything. So you should go check that out on the Weekly Blitz podcast with Chris Cotton. His podcast and some other great podcasts they can all be found at the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. And the Automotive Repair Podcast Network has an awesome new app that is also just named the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Go look that up, download it. They did a fantastic job of building that app. I want to thank our sponsors again for making this possible. I hope that you'll listen in again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.